Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
I just wanted to share a little bit about what's going on since we launched the Joy Unequaled of Being Nothing. And we've had a lot of fun and just talked to a lot of people. Jennifer, how many have sold?
In its first full week, we have sold over 600 copies.
Oh, that's phenomenal. For us, that's phenomenal.
That's remarkable, given the fact that I still haven't gotten around to putting up an article to advertise it on Shulamite.com. I mean, you know, we, other than the podcast, and the app, right, John?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it really hasn't, we haven't been hitting it anywhere near like we had previously.
I've had letters from two people that both said they cried through the whole thing. One person said, I started at the story of Nathaniel and cried all the way through. And so it's been very impacting, hasn't it, Jennifer? Have you heard much from it?
Absolutely. The response that I've gotten has been tears, but what I love is the joy that's with it. There is, in fact, an enormous, it's a tearful joy from what I'm hearing from them. And some of them get, you know, choked up even talking about it. But I think they are experiencing the anointing of joy that was infused in this booklet.
Well, I met one person I had really wanted to hear from her, how she felt about it. So she was coming toward me and she threw up both arms and said, I'm free. I'm set free all my life. I've been thought I had to be something. And now I'm free. So I'm so excited that people are getting it. But I felt the necessity to do another booklet and then another. So I'm not even deep into it yet, but I'm deep into prayer about it. I feel like, okay, we are nothing. But to become nothing is no small matter. And so I've been praying, Lord, how am I going to really reveal this clearly, the process of you taking us to nothing so that we're free of ourselves? And I'm not going to give it away, of course, but it's the Word. His story is in the Word that he's given me to illustrate the process and the reward and the joy and the outcome. So I'm excited and just ask for prayer, y'all. I know we had lots of prayer over this little booklet. But I'll give you a hint because I'm going to have to say we weren't born nothing. We were nothing when we were born, but we didn't know that we were nothing when we were born. And so the world centers around self for a long time. And how God deals with that is a matter of humiliation. Because we're born, even though we are nothing, we're born with an ego as big as the house. And that ego is another word for pride. And pride is the word for self-worship, independence, and entitlement. Those are some of the words of the ego. It's going to be exciting, I know. I found this verse. I'm just amazed how many verses there were on I Am Nothing. Were y'all amazed at that? I don't remember putting this in the booklet, but it will have to be in somewhere. It's Galatians 6:3, and I'm reading it from the Upgraded Amplified. For if anybody thinks he is something special, when in fact he's nothing special, except in his own eyes, he deceives himself. So there is the total diagnosis and illustration of becoming nothing. Then there's another one I'm brooding on and praying about. There's a difference between being empty and being nothing. And emptiness is real. It's terrible, but it's real. Being nothing is not nearly as terrible. So I want to talk about being empty and being nothing, what that is like. So you think that's needed, Jennifer?
Yes, because all of a sudden it strikes me that that's kind of comparable to revelation I had a long time ago, the difference between solitude and loneliness.
Right.
There was a huge difference between those two things. But they're used
parallel.
Synonymously, but they're not.
Yeah.
They're not synonymous.
Oh, brilliant.
So
Jennifer.
I can't wait to hear. I can't wait for him to birth that revelation about emptiness versus nothing.
Well, you have to feed
amazing.
Me some of your insights. We've also had some emails, haven't we, John, from people who say that we are experiencing the suddenlies.
Yeah, I had several emails of people that have basically written, and people have commented. I wish more people had commented and not just sent emails, because I wanted it to that everybody could see what they were saying. But they were saying that literally in their lives, like I questioned in the last podcast, are you seeing these suddenlies happen? Are you witnessing the overtaking of the blessing that you've gone through a season of sowing, of resting, of surrender, of the cross, of death, and now you literally are feeling like almost the tidal wave of blessing coming at you. And so what I've heard from all these people is, yes, this is not just something that's happening just to us. This is a corporate thing. People are seeing this. Seth was one that wrote me, and there's been a number of emails that I've received that they just said, hey, I am right there. I am right there with this, being overtaken by the reality of God's blessing, really, just to take us out and over.
I have someone who's been dear to this ministry for years, and her daughter has had a really rough life. I won't reveal who it is, but she wrote me the overtaking of blessings were just phenomenal on this young mother, single mother, and things like she needed wood for winter and she needed it split. And some neighbors said, what are you going to do with that wood? She said, well, I'm going to borrow a splitter. And here's a woman going to do this. So he took it and split the whole thing. And those kind of things, when you are a single woman, a widow or a single mom, those things are so overwhelming. It has to be done and you think you have to do it. But God is so, so faithful. I've had many stories like that. And there were a number of other situations in which the overwhelming help of God just showed up. And neighbors asking, do you need this? And it's just so exciting. You mentioned something about comments, John. I just want to ask everybody that can do it to comment on our podcast. We so look down to see who's listening and who's there, and it just means the world to us more than you would ever imagine. It's encouraging. It's enlightening. I have to answer some people and say, I didn't get that in my message. And I need it now, and you're helping me define it. So, and that's what you want too, John. You want participation and not just.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to read the comments, and even if we don't respond right away, I try to always respond. Sometimes I'm unable, but I love the comments because it becomes interactive. It becomes, you know, and I know that some people they think, oh, I don't want it to go out there in front of everybody. I would love, even if you were going to do a big, long email to send, I would love just a little, a little brief cliff note version on the blog, because the revelations and the insights are blessing not only to us, but they're to everybody. It's community.
It's that we want them to have a forum for their revelation.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, it can be rich. So we've never mentioned this before, have we? But it's always on our heart. We want to hear from you. And that's church. You know, that's church life for us.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.